Title: Reverse Reverb Vocal Setups Intermediate. Alright, let's get into one of the most addictive tension tools in drum and bass sound design: reverse reverb vocals. You know that feeling where a vocal seems to get sucked toward you right before it hits? That inhale, that pull, that here it comes? That's reverse reverb. And in D&B, it's perfect for intros, pre-drop risers, halftime breakdowns, and especially those 16-bar builds where you need momentum without adding a bunch of new musical parts. In this lesson, you're going to build three reliable reverse reverb setups in Ableton Live, mostly with stock devices. We'll go from clean and controllable, to fast and flexible, to dark and heavy with proper mix control. And I'll keep repeating one key idea throughout: decide the destination first, then design the inhale. Before we touch any reverb, let's prep the vocal. Reverse reverb works best when the source is short and clear. Single words like go, yeah, run, drop, or even better, consonant heavy bits like T, K, CH, because they create a very obvious point of impact. In Ableton, pick your little vocal region and consolidate it. Command or Control J. This sounds basic, but it keeps the workflow clean and prevents you from fighting a bunch of tiny clip boundaries later. Now, Method A. This is the classic, most controllable approach. Print the reverb, then reverse it. Step 1. Duplicate your vocal clip or track and isolate only the word or syllable you want to lead into. Trim it tight, and add a tiny fade on the edges so you don't get clicks. Even a 2 to 10 millisecond fade can save you from that little digital tick that ruins the illusion. Now build a reverb that is mostly tail, because we don't want room. We want swell. Drop Ableton's stock reverb on that isolated word. Set dry slash wet to 100%. That's important, because we're going to print only the reverb. Here's a solid starting point. Decay time around 3 to 6 seconds. Longer tails read as more dramatic in D&B builds. Pre-delay very low, like 0 to 10 milliseconds, because we want that inhale to feel immediate, not like an echo. Size high, roughly 70 to 100. Diffusion high, roughly 70 to 100, so it's smooth. And keep early reflections low. Early reflections make it sound like a space. We want a tail that becomes a texture. Then filter it. Either inside the reverb EQ or after it, doesn't matter. High pass somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz. And in a dense D&B mix, you'll often go higher, like 400 or even 600. Low end and reverse reverb is mud waiting to happen. Optionally low pass around 6 to 10k to make it smoother and darker. Now print it. Right click the track, freeze, then flatten. At this point, you have audio with the reverb tail baked in. Next, reverse it. Open the printed audio clip. Hit reverse. You'll hear that reverb swell, but you'll also hear the vocal itself reversed. We don't want that part. So here's the clean trick. Separate the swell from the reverse dry vocal. Zoom in and listen for where the vocal suddenly becomes more intelligible and mid-rangey. Slice right before that. Command or Control E. Delete the reversed vocal part and keep only the reversed reverb swell. Now align it before the original vocal word, the forward one. And this is where the destination first mindset matters. Find the exact start of the consonant transient in the forward vocal. That T, K, P moment. That is your anchor. Slide the reverse swell so its peak lands right before that transient. Not a little late. If it's late, it doesn't feel like suction. It feels like a random whoosh. Timing-wise, think in D&B friendly sizes. If you want a snappy inhale in a busy roller, keep it short. About an eighth note to a quarter bar. If you want cinematic tension before a drop, go bigger. Half a bar to 2 bars. Now we shape it, because shaping is the difference between cool idea and sounds like a record. On the swell track, EQ 8 first. High pass aggressively, 250 to 600 Hz as a baseline, but again, don't be scared of 800 in heavy mixes. If it gets harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4K, or sometimes 3 to 6K depending on the vocal and the reverb. Teacher tip: reverse reverbs love to build painful presence over time. Don't wait until mastering to fix it. Fix it now, then add a compressor or glue compressor to stabilize it. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so it doesn't flatten the front too much. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds or use auto. You're basically making the swell feel solid and consistent as it rises. Then utility for width control. This is a big one. Wide reverse reverbs feel amazing on headphones, but can collapse weirdly in a club. Try narrowing it. Set width anywhere from 0 to 60% depending on the vibe. Narrow feels more like it's pulling into the center, and automate the gain to ramp up into the word if you need that extra sense of acceleration. One more spicy arrangement move. Automate a low-pass filter opening during the swell. Auto-filter in low-pass 24 mode works great. Dart darker, then open into the vocal. That single move creates instant tension. And here's an extra coach note. Do two-stage trimming. After reversing, do a rough cut to remove the reversed vocal, then do a second micro-trim with a tiny fade so the swell starts cleanly from silence. The beginning of a reverse tail is quiet, which means it can bring up hiss, room tone, or random noise. If you hear that, either automate clip gain at the start or print through a gate before reversing. Cool, that's method A. Clean, controllable, and it lands exactly where you want. Now method B, the fast workflow. Return track reverb only, resample, reverse. Make a return track and name it something obvious like reverb. On that return, put reverb at 100% wet, then EQ 8 with a high pass around 300 to 600, and a low pass around 7 to 10k. Optionally a gentle compressor if the tail is jumping around. Now on your vocal track, send into that return, but don't just leave the send up the whole time. Automate it as a momentary send, so only the word you care about hits the reverb. This keeps your arrangement clean and keeps the effect intentional. To print it, create a new audio track called Print Rev. Set audio from to the return track, or just use resampling. Record while the word plays so you capture only the reverb tail. Then reverse that recorded clip, trim the junk, and align it as an inhale into the vocal, same as method A. Teacher tip here, save that return chain as a default template or an audio effect rack. Reverse reverb is one of those effects you want ready to go, because when inspiration hits, you don't want to spend 10 minutes routing. Now method C, the dark, heavy DNB reverse reverb chain. This is for rollers, neuro-flavored stuff, gritty jungle stabs. The goal is aggressive character, but still mix ready. You can put this chain on the reversed reverb audio after you've printed it, or you can put it on the return before you resample. Either works. Post-print is easier to control, because you're processing a dedicated FX clip. Start with EQ 8, high pass harder, 400 to 800 Hz. In dense drops, steeper slopes help. If you need bite, add a gentle boost around 1.5 to 3k. Not too much, you want it to read, not stab your ears. Then saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on, and compensate the output so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. If you want extra grit, add redux. Bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample 2 to 6. Keep the mix around 20 to 50% unless you want it to become a featured effect. Then auto filter for movement. Low pass 24 mode. Automate the cutoff from something like 1 to 3k up to 8 to 12k as it approaches the vocal. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2, but be careful. Too much resonance can whistle or ring. Now the most important part for DNB mix clarity, sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the swell and sidechain it from your kick, your snare, or your whole drum bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. The goal is that the swell gets out of the way of the transient so the drop still punches like a hammer. And a pro arrangement idea. Place a reverse reverb on the last word of bar 15 leading into bar 17 drop, and sidechain it so the first kick and snare hits are brutally clean. That contrast is where the energy comes from. Now, let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid the usual pain. Mistake 1. Too much low end in the reverb. High pass it. Seriously. In DNB, your low end is sacred. Mistake 2. The swell is late. The peak must land right at the vocal start. Zoom in. Align it properly. Mistake 3. Too wide and facey. Check mono early, not at the end. Quick trick, put utility on the swell bus and temporarily set width to zero. If the effect disappears, you're relying too much on stereo information. Narrow it, or make sure the mid channel still has enough presence. Mistake 4, overlong tails while your drums are busy. In a full roller, keep swells short. Eighth note to quarter bar is often enough. Mistake 5, harshness buildup in the upper mids, especially 3 to 6k. Pick it, or control it dynamically if needed. Now a few advanced variations, just to level this up. If you want to fake reverse without actually reversing, try a reverb with longer pre-delay, like 40 to 120 milliseconds, and automate the send to hit slightly before the word. It's not identical to real reverse, but in a busy mix it absolutely sells the pull. Try dual length swells. Make a micro inhale and a long inhale from the same vocal. Use the micro one in dense sections, and the long one in sparse builds. Try pitch glide on the reversed audio. Automate transpose or use shifter so it ramps up 3 to 12 semitones into the vocal. That vacuum rise cuts through drums really well. And if you want a super professional stereo strategy, use EQ 8 in mid slash side mode. High pass the side channel higher than the mid, like side at 800 and mid at 400. You keep width as air, but the center stays punchy and clean. One more sound design extra. Add an inhale bite layer. Sometimes reverse reverb is felt more than heard on small speakers. Layer a tiny noise burst or hat at the start of the swell. Then low pass it quickly. It's like adding a subtitle to the effect so it reads everywhere without just turning it up. Now let's do a mini practice exercise to lock it in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Grab a vocal phrase like "ready for the drop" or any short sample. Place the phrase so it hits on bar 17. The drop start. Create two reverse swells. One longer swell into ready, starting around bar 16.3 and landing on 17.1. Then a micro swell into drop, literally the last eighth note before bar 17. On each swell, do this processing checklist. EQ 8 high pass around 500 Hz. Saturator drive about 5 dB. Soft clip on. Sidechain compressor keyed from the kick. Arrangement wise, keep the pre-drop drums minimal. Maybe a hat loop and a snare build. Then in bar 16, automate the swell's low pass filter opening so tension ramps. Then do a quick self audit. Does the swell land perfectly on the word? If it's off, nudge it. Does it clash with kick or snare? If yes, shorten it and sidechain harder. Check it in mono. If it collapses, narrow width and add a touch of mid-range presence around 1 to 3K, or use that tiny noise layer rather than boosting volume. Let's recap the core takeaways. The cleanest workflow is print the reverb, reverse it, trim it, and align it. For DNB, reverse reverbs must be tight, filtered, and mix-controlled. High pass often between 300 and 800. Sidechain to drums. Keep swells shorter when the groove is busy. And for heavier vibes, add saturation, movement filtering, and controlled width so it stays aggressive but doesn't smear the drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.